Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Ayin Vav. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the reward that Pinchas got as a result of him killing Zimri. The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Pinchas, even though he was a Levi, would now become a Kohen. The Torah says, V'haysa lo yelzare achara bris kehunas oilam, that him and his children will now become Kohenim, Tachas, Asher kinei lelikov, v'aychabra b'nei Yisrael, because he was zealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brought around the kapara for B'nai Yisrael. The Mefarshim ask, why is it that this was the reward of Pinchas? We know, the Gemara tells us, that if a Kohen kills, even B'shoigeg, if a Kohen kills through no fault of his own, he is no longer allowed to go up for Birchas Kohenim. He is no longer allowed to go up for Duchening. In fact, Chazal tell us that the primary role of a Kohen bringing karbonis and blessing Klal Yisrael is because the Kohen is an agent of chesed. The Kohanim are agents of kindness. The Kohanim are agents of bringing about bracha and shefa to Klal Yisrael. And if that's the case, why is it that this, as we asked earlier, was the reward for Pinchas killing Zimri? The truth is that we have to look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas was the son of Elazar, he was the grandson of Aaron HaKohen. Why is it important for the Torah to point out his lineage and his ichus, that he was the grandson of Aaron HaKohen? Perhaps we can answer in the following. Rashi explains that after what Pinchas did, many of the Shvatim were Maran and Acharav. They started to talk and murmur that who does this person Pinchas think he is to go and do what he did? His grandfather, Yisroi, was Mefate Magolim. He fattened up calves, he fattened up cows in order to bring for Avodah Zarah. That was something that was cynical and trying to bring down Pinchas. What they were also trying to do was trying to show that Pinchas didn't mean it l'shem shamayim. That Pinchas did not have the kavana, the intention of shamayim, of rectifying Chilul Hashem. He did it for his own gratification. For that, the Torah comes and tells us, no. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas is the grandson of an Aaron HaKohen. Who was Aaron HaKohen? As the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Aaron was Ohev Shalom v'Roidev Shalom. Aaron was the one who brought about peace between man and his neighbor, man and his wife, man and his friend. Aaron was the agent of kindness and chesed. Aaron was the one who made sure that there was harmony in Klal Yisrael. And that lesson was not lost on Pinchas, and he grew up in the house of Aaron HaKohen. He was the one that saw this in his grandfather's house. He was the one that saw this as a child growing up, and he embodied this ideal. We know that Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu is Pinchas. We know that Eliyahu is always there, so to speak, to bring kindness, shalom, and Klal Yisrael throughout the many stories in Chazal, where Eliyahu showed up to save the Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, that was specific. This reward of Kahuna was something which was dafka for Pinchas, because Pinchas did not kill Zimri chas v'shalom for his ulterior motives, as the Torah tells us. But Pinchas killed Zimri because he saw that there was a tremendous Chilul Hashem, and he saw that there was a magefa in Klal Yisrael as a result of no one speaking up and saying, what's going on over here? How could a Nasi in Klal Yisrael do this terrible Avera? Because of his chesed for Klal Yisrael, because of his looking out for the greatness of Klal Yisrael, looking out for the mercy of Klal Yisrael, that this magefa should stop, and that the Chilul Hashem should stop, more importantly, he went and did what he did. And the Torah tells us, and the Gemara brings us, that he went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us Kanoim Poigim Boy? Didn't you teach us Kalaboy Aramis? Kanoim Poigim Boy? Anybody that does this Avera, he's allowed, he could be killed by a Kanoi. And he said, yes, Pinchas, you're correct. So Pinchas said, no, maybe the Rav could do it. And Moshe said, the one who brought the letter, he should read it. The one who is the messenger, the one who brought this message, he should carry it out. Kanoos can be a tricky idea. Only one who has truly grown up with a total sense of what Emes is, with a total sense of seeing it in his father's house, his grandfather's house, by his Rebbeim, and understanding truly what the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he is the one that can carry out Kanos. As Chazal tell us, if it's not 100% Emes, if a person is mechanic, and he has even a slight bit of self-promotion involved in it, he cannot carry out that Kanos. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that if Zimri would have turned around, if Zimri would have stopped, he would have had the right to kill Pinchas. So on the one hand, we have to be very careful in being able to root out and being able to understand what's emes and what's not emes and what's lefi halacha and not lefi halacha. On the other hand, one has to be very careful that he should be the one to carry out this kanos and do it properly. A guten Shabbos.